Welcome to Indie Live's Poetry Open Mic Spot.
I'm Angus Shurkan, and I've got a double whammy for you today. The working title has been nicked for another poet. In Reblique Mid COVID-19. Empty. Empty market stalls. Empty shopping malls. Empty streets. Empty seats. And empty concert halls. Void. I walked round by the baseball. I walked on as far as the Dole. I walked along the shore. I walked to my front door, and I never set eyes on a soul.
Women. I once had a friend, a nice, ordinary man, who said, "How come I talked all the time, yet still managed to finish my drink, when he was only halfway down his pint?" "It's a girl thing," I said. "We can all do it. Stir the stew and answer the phone. Read the headlines, listen to the radio. Pick up a crying child and hear your partner closing the front door softly." It comes from splitting your attention like others split atoms. Covering a large area with fallout, it means you can spot a new hairdo flick over the horizon, or an illicit romance before the couple realize they like each other. Supersensitivity, I call it. Nosiness, he said. Inferiority makes them surly.
It's called Winter, and it's by Edwin Morgan, and I thought it was appropriate because I'm happy to say that winter seems to be behind us, and spring up here in Aberdeenshire definitely has sprung, with the yellows coming back from the broom, the wee lambs are everywhere. So here's Winter by Edwin Morgan. The year goes, the woods decay, and after many a summer dies, the swan on Bingham's Pond, a ghost, comes and goes. It goes, and ice appears that holds, bears gulls that stand around surprised, blinking in the heavy light, bears boys when skates take over, swan tracks gone. After many summer dies, the swan white ice glints only crystal beyond white. Even dearest blue's not there, though poets would find it. I find one stark scene cut by evening cries, by warning ear. The muffled hiss of blaze escapes into breath, hangs with it a moment, fades off, goes, the scene, the voices fade, the line of trees, the woods that fall, decay and break, the dark comes down, the shouts, run off into it and disappear, at last the lamps go too, when fog drives monstrous down the dual carriageway, out to the west. And even in my room, and on this paper, I do not know about that grey, dead pane of ice that sees nothing, and that nothing sees.
This next poem is in honour of Paul Colvin, the indie poet, who has been in hospital recently. I'd just like to wish him best wishes from everyone at Clackmannanshire Women for Independence, Indie Live Radio, and I'm pretty sure all these fans. Get better soon, pal. This one's for you. This next poem is called A Psalm of Life by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Tell me not, in mournful numbers, life is but an empty dream. For the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Not enjoyment and not sorrow is our destined end or way, but to act that each tomorrow find us farther than today. Art is long and time is fleeting, and our hearts grow stout and brave. Still like muffled drums are beating funeral marches to the grave. In the world's broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, be not like dumb driven cattle, be a hero in the strife. Trust no future, howe'er pleasant, let the dead past bury its dead. Act, act in the living present, heart within and God o'erhead. Lives of great men all remind us, we can make our life sublime, and departing leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another, sailing o'er life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother, seeing shall take heart again. Let us then be up and doing, with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labour and to wait.